This season, Major League Baseball took a crash course in how to eliminate collisions at home plate. In its first year, Rule 7.13 has been celebrated and criticized, and even with that rule in place, a much bigger injury risk is still in play for catchers. Only a game's Doug Tribou reports.
The most famous home plate collision in baseball history happened in the 12th inning of the 1970 All-Star Game at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. Reds outfielder Pete Rose was on second base. On a single to center field, Rose came racing around third. Waiting for him at the plate was Cleveland catcher Ray Fosse.
And Pete just knocked him right over, shoulder to shoulder, knee to knee.
Kostya Kennedy is the author of Pete Rose, An American Dilemma.
Fosse literally flipped over on the ground and just kind of came up dazed. And Fosse's career, although it wasn't immediately ended, was never quite the same after that.
Rose scored, and the National League won. The man who would go on to set baseball's hits record was already known as Charlie Hustle, but Kennedy says the play brought Rose another level of stardom.
This was such a watched game on a national level that it raised Pete's profile tremendously. It became this iconic play in the lore of Pete Rose.
Flash forward more than four decades, and baseball is about to finish its first season with Rule 7.13, the measure designed to eliminate not all, but most home plate collisions. Under the new guideline, runners cannot deviate from their path in order to hit the catcher and jar the ball loose, and catchers cannot block the plate unless they have the ball or are in the process of catching it. Rose and other baseball purists have criticized the change, but Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench is all for it.
If anybody doesn't like it, I want them to stand at home plate and get run over and see what they think.
Bench, who was Rose's teammate with the Reds, says a runner lowering his shoulder to break up a play at second base would be unthinkable.
You don't run over shortstops and second basemen. I mean, just because they're not wearing a little shin guard and a chest protector. You ruin careers, and I think you have to have the protection. I think it's been done very wisely.
That's sort of the holy grail in baseball, has been for years, is how do we keep guys from getting hurt as often?
Rob Nyer is the senior baseball editor for FoxSports.com.
Most of it's really complicated. Still, nobody knows how to keep pitchers from getting hurt. And guys continue to pull hamstrings every day. But if you can make a mechanical change that, by definition, is going to keep guys from getting hurt, why wouldn't you want to do that?
On that front, the new rule has been a success. This season, collisions and the related injuries to catchers have been essentially eliminated. The genesis of Rule 7.13 can be traced to 2011, when San Francisco catcher Buster Posey suffered a broken leg and damage to tendons in his ankle during a crash at the plate. But these days, the injuries getting the most attention are concussions, and catchers sustain more of them than players at any other position. Last year's reported total was 10. Dr. Mickey Collins is a clinical psychologist and runs the Sports Medicine Concussion Program at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
I see a lot of players from around Major League Baseball. I see a lot of catchers, and a lot of the catchers I've seen have been injured by home plate collisions. And this year, I didn't see a single one. Prevention is powerful, especially in a position where you're also exposed to foul tips.
And that's the thing the new rule can't fix. Foul tips that smash into masks cause the vast majority of catchers' concussions. This month, Tigers catcher Alex Avila suffered what's believed to be his third concussion of the year after a foul tip in the American League Division Series against Baltimore. It would be hard to adjust the rule book to address tips and errant backswings. So for now, the collisions rule is just a step towards sorting out the issue of preventable injuries. But that does not mean Rule 7.13 is all sorted out. ESPN's Tim Kirchen.
The tricky part is we want to protect our catchers, but we also want them to be able to tag out a runner with two outs in the ninth inning of the World Series. We want to protect our base runners from, you know, sliding into the plate when they're not necessarily used to doing that, but we also don't want them targeting a catcher.
After months of confusion and controversial calls, MLB Executive Vice President Joe Torre sent a memo to teams in September to clarify things. Kirchen expects more tweaks during the offseason.
There is still, I believe, quite a bit of work and clarification on this before everyone's going to be happy, and we simply aren't there yet.
Of course, there's an easy way to avoid collisions and controversial calls at home plate in the Fall Classic. Just do what Giants outfielder Travis Ishikawa did in the National League Championship Series. Hit a walk-off home run. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
What can MLB do to protect catchers from foul tips? Share your thoughts by visiting facebook.com/onlyagamenpr.